Yes, and joining me, as she does each month, Eileen Domiati, Editor-in-Chief of Women's Health and Fitness. We're going through the pages of the magazine. This month's issue, it's out there on the shelves, and such a range of articles regarding health and fitness. There's recipes as well, people's stories, and we're going to get into stuck in, actually, because we've got a lot to cover, and we're rapidly running out of time already. Now, we are asking you this morning for your tips to a happy, healthy life. One message here is saying the love of a good husband. Well, there you go. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, indeed. So a happy, healthy life, having loved ones around you for sure. Keep them coming in on 4001. Now, you've got a really good text section here, Eileen, on coming from the readers with their questions. So what are your readers concerned about? What are they asking you regarding health and fitness?
Well, I mean, in addition to what kind of exercises and routines and maybe what supplements they can take, I mean, we picked out a few of these which kind of are in a lot of people's mind with regards to supplements and what you should do and how important it is. And I remember listening to your doctor earlier. He was saying that, you know, if you're eating properly, then it's not necessary to include supplements all the time. So one of them that we picked up on was, what vitamins and supplements do I truly need if I'm eating 6 clean meals a day and active?
And when you say clean meals, I'm hearing this term more and more, clean. What does it mean?
Yeah, it is actually a terminology that seems to be getting through in every discussion when it comes to nutrition. But clean obviously means that you... you know, you're cutting out the junk and the processed foods, and you're keeping your food as close as possible to the natural source that it comes from. So, you know, keeping out the processed packet foods, the sugars, sugar-laden foods, and sticking with your good starchy carbohydrates, a good source of protein, and your vegetables. And, of course, you know, again, if you can keep these to... Also, clean can mean that, you know, that there isn't that much involvement from humans. So in terms of hormones and all the additives that they include in some of the foods. So if you can stick to an organic choice, if that's possible. But it's not the case all the time, because organic tends to be a little bit more on the expensive side. But then you have to think, how much is your health worth, you know?
And interesting, over the weekend, and I think it was in the Gulf News, regarding fruit and vegetables and washing your fruit and veg. Do you wash your fruit and vegetables?
Always, always.
Do you peel them?
Not necessarily all of them. In fact, I do believe that most of the nutrition is held in the skin. So where possible to keep the skin on. I mean, I love the skin on potatoes, for example, even though I'm not a lover of potatoes, but if I do eat them, it'll be a sweet potato that I like. And even for the kids, I keep the skins on the sweet potatoes. And of course, when it comes to fruits, the skin on the apple is great, and it's good fibre in the diet as well. So where you can, it's obviously a good option.
Well, they're saying
take the skin off. Really.
Depending, you know, it's up to you really. But just to be aware that you should wash, because of pesticides, and it can stay in there. And it's suggesting that it can stay in the skin even when you've washed. So to be aware of that. Now, I'm with you on this, in that I believe that there is goodness in the skin. So you have to make your choice on that. It's a difficult one. We hear all these different research and different latest reviews of things, but I think I wouldn't peel everything. I'm still going to eat an apple with the skin on, but it's debatable. It is debatable.
Yeah, I mean, every month I'm like, oh my goodness, now this is what they're saying.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
You do get confused with the amount of information that gets thrown on you, and but I mean, if something has a lot of research to back it up, then I think you kind of have to listen to that as well. You know. I don't know. It is confusing, and you just have to go with your gut instinct. And you know, if this is the way you like it, and you're doing your best to keep it as clean as possible, then what more can you do?
So, what vitamins or supplements do I truly need if I'm eating 6 clean meals a day and active? So, what's the answer?
with regards to vitamin D and omega-3s, the thing with vitamin D is that our bodies manufacture the vitamin D in the skin. But if you spend most of your time indoors, or like we should, and unlike what you did at the weekend, put some sunscreen on, you're not getting that vitamin D. So you've got to get it from a food source, such as fish or some fortified dairy products. The thing with vitamin D, and I've heard a lot of this from doctors over the last few years, is that a lot of people in the UAE, regardless of the sun and the weather that we live in, are deficient in vitamin D. And this is primarily because our intestines find it difficult to break down the vitamin D. It's not easily digestible. So, it isn't digested properly. So you may be suffering from vitamin D loss. So the first thing that I would suggest people to do, and this is what we put in the article also, is that get it checked. Mm. There's no harm in getting these things checked. And even that goes with hormones, blood pressure, cholesterol. And this is what we advocate through the magazine, is that you do have your cholesterol, your blood sugar and your blood pressure tested at your checkups with your doctors. I mean, you know, I just took the car the other day from the service because it was time for it. But do I go and do these things myself? Not necessarily. But we do have to kind of change our mindset a little bit on that, that we do kind of put ourselves a little bit first when it comes to having these checks.
Yeah, exactly.
And you won't find them out unless you do this, the certain tests that are required for that. And your doctor will know what you need to do.
There's another tip then to a happy and healthy life is go and have a service. Service yourself.
Yes, provided you're still under warranty. You
know? A text message here: to keep your body healthy, you have to do whatever exercise you can. Just do it regularly. Whatever it is that you enjoy, do it regularly and take a break 2 days between a week, so you're not exercising every single day, and drink lots of water. And that's it. Thank you for that. Keep your messages coming in on 4001, your tips to a happy, healthy life. Now, lots of questions there from the readers in Women's Health and Fitness. There's a question there on diabetes, so check it out for yourself. And I'm going to flick through the pages and move into milk. 5 milks for your consideration. Now, another one that's confusing with milk, isn't it? You know, what's good for us? How much should we be having? If we take it out of our diet completely, then we're not getting the calcium we need. You mentioned vitamin D there as well. You know, so what did you discover through the research and through this article, Eileen?
I thought there was more protein in rice and almond milk, to be honest, and there's only actually 1 gram of it. Mm. And a lot of people that I do know that, even I did for a period of time, replace the cow's milk for rice or almond milk, even if it's reduced in sugar. That's your primary reason for having milk in your diet would be the protein calcium source. So only having 1 gram of protein in that doesn't really justify it. But what you can do if you are an avid rice and almond drinker or keen rice and almond drinker is add the protein to it, which would be in the form of chia seeds or walnuts or any kind of seeds or even egg whites, you know, just to get that protein into that type of milk.
Mm, so it's almost like a smoothie kind of. You're making your own drink.
The issue with milk that I find as well is that it has had some, it gets a bit of a bad rap sometimes in the media. You know, there's lots of to's and fro's fro's against it with regards to's and, what am I saying now? What's that word?
Pros and cons.
Pros and cons, to's and fro's. Right, okay. Pros and cons to drinking milk. And
pluses and minus.
That's another good one. Thank you. Keep them coming. So it's kind of, you've got to know with your own body. This is, again, going back to being in tune with yourself and knowing when you are drinking milk, do you have side effects? There are some people who are lactose intolerant, and being lactose intolerant, it means that their body doesn't have the enzyme to break down the lactose, which is the sugar in the milk. And those people can't drink cow's milk. But there is lactose-free milk available in the markets in Dubai. So you don't have to have the lactose in the milk. And you can, one thing good about the lactose milk is that the lactose-free milk is that lactose in general is a bitter taste. So having the lactose taken out, the milk is naturally sweeter.
Okay.
So it is also a very good option for those who want to avoid the cow's milk. The issue with a lot of people who might be slightly intolerant or intolerant to cow's milk is that it does have the two very good proteins, whey and casein. The whey in milk would be for the rapid repair of muscle, and the casein has a slower slower recovery for the muscle tissue. So it's a great source of protein after, let's say, a training session that you do, that you get some milk into your diet. But it's this particular whey and casein that people have the bloating from.
Mm.
So that's why we've given some other alternatives.
No, it's really good. Goat's milk. I like goat's milk, actually. That can be an alternative to cow's milk if you're intolerant. Soy Soy milk, this is always an area of discussion.
Yeah, there's also pros and cons. Pros and cons on soy milk. But with soy milk, I mean, you'd be happy to know that there's 7 grams of protein in, actually, let me see, in how much milk, in a portion of, or in a glass of soy milk, you have,
right.
You have 7 grams of protein, and some of the brands that you can get pack up to 160 calories due to the added sugars, but the studies also indicate that the soya in the milk can support breast health. So, I mean, again, you have to make decisions on what suits you and what suits your body type and how you feel afterwards. But you do need to have these, you know, people like milk in their teas or in their coffees, or like to make smoothies with them. There are great pre and post out recipes that you can include milks in. So choosing one of these 5, I'm sure there's one in there that will suit everybody.
So check it out in Women's Health and Fitness magazine, and keep your tips coming in to a happy and healthy life. One here, reduce stress, focus on happiness and fun. Have a fun-orientated life. Thank you for that. I think that's a really good tip.